Alaska's new attorney general is a 39-year-old who has spent the last 10 years practicing law with Governor Bill Walker. Craig Richards grew up in Fairbanks. He's enthusiastic about his new position. Richards says the Department of Law is dealing with two big challenges right now. The first is the National Guard issue.
And in particular, making sure that state government did the right thing and also ensuring that it is on track to change, if necessary, to do the right thing and treat service members appropriately on a go-forward basis. This second is frankly the same that all government agencies are facing, which is a very, very difficult budget environment. A significant amount of my time has been spent learning the Department of Law budget and really taking, you know, a cold hard look at where reductions can occur and what cases really don't need to be filed and, you know, what we can do to reduce the cost of operations.
You're expected to recommend a special investigator to Governor Walker in the next few weeks to look into allegations of sexual misconduct and cover-ups in the Alaska National Guard. Why is a special investigator needed?
So I think that there's two functions that the special investigator brings that is useful over using internal resources, which was an option, and it was one considered and one that was not dismissed lightly. And that would just essentially be having a prosecutor probably within the special prosecutor unit look at the issues. And the two things that I think a special investigator brings are, one, it brings independence, a fresh eye, and with independence you also, if there was any institutional problems in law enforcement, Department of Law, otherwise, I'm not suggesting there are, but you'll have a cold look at it from an unbiased person. And second, I think that the people of Alaska and the men and women of the National Guard, I think for the healing process to occur, there needs to be a public vetting of what happened. And that's not a traditional role of a prosecutor or even a criminal investigator. So part of the scope of the work we're looking at is to have a report prepared that the public can read and see and really understand what happened. So in that light, I thought a special investigator made sense.
You've spent a lot of your career fighting against the oil companies on behalf of municipalities. Do you think that will help or hurt your job as Attorney General?
Well, I don't know that fighting is the word I would use. I would say I was a lawyer litigating zealously for my client, which is my ethical obligation and what makes me an attorney. But I think having an experience in complex litigation is helpful. Some attorney generals in the past have had that, some haven't. But to run a large legal group, I think it is immensely valuable to really have, you know, gone through the mud, the blood, and the tears in the trenches of litigation. It's an important skill to understand, and it's an important skill to really be able to analyze and look at cases and see likelihood of success and when it makes sense to go forward.
Rural law enforcement is always a big challenge in Alaska. Tribal sovereignty is, of course, has to be part of that conversation. The Parnell administration spent time waging a number of legal battles against tribal sovereignty. Do you think that there is a different approach, perhaps, that will be taken, or how do you see that going forward? And is there a way in which perhaps tribes, with federal government assistance as far as funding, may be able to take on more of those rural law enforcement duties?
Well, one thing about the tribal issues that I'm certainly becoming very aware of is that it's really multifaceted, and there are a lot of different facets to the jewel. So it's not as simple as, do you like tribes or don't you like tribes? Do you recognize sovereignty or do you don't? The state of Alaska's policy position has been since the Millennial Agreement in 2001 under Governor Knowles that tribal sovereignty exists, that tribes are governments, and that the state of Alaska will communicate with tribes on a government-to-government basis. So the Parnell administration, for instance, didn't change that policy and recognize the sovereignty that the federal government has granted those tribes. Certainly, the Walker administration will be on track to do the same. So in terms of local law enforcement, which is what we were talking about, you know, I don't see a cookie-cutter solution. Everyone would love to find one, but these are very small communities. Funding is very difficult. So it's really going to be, I think, about working with tribes to define what works for them with the resources they have and what they want to take on. I think you'll see some communities that want to have an active tribal system that provides real alternatives for nonviolent offenders, for local guidance, basically, in terms of an alternative to the state system. I think you'll have a lot of local communities and tribes that don't, because they don't have the resources or the desire to effectively have that mechanism embedded. So I think the goal is to work with the different communities and see what makes sense in light of available funding.
There's been reports from the Rural Law Enforcement, Rural Justice Commission that suggested an idea such as perhaps creating some sort of a quasi-border around communities and allowing tribal governments to have a certain level of legal authority within that area so that people, both tribal members and non-tribal members, would be subjected to local law enforcement. Any thoughts about some sort of a system like that?
The answer is I have thoughts, but it's just that, and it's very formative, and I don't want to get out in front of myself. I mean, the issue about the extent to which tribes have jurisdiction over non-members is contentious and developing. It's not a well-developed body of law, either in Alaska or outside. So that particular issue, I think, is one that's it's a learning process for everybody. You know, you've really seen it in the child enforcement cases and in the protective order cases. But in terms of drawing a boundary, I mean, that's one alternative. I've also heard the alternative suggested of developing regional hubs and having tribes come together and develop more of a regional model. So I think we're going to look at all those, but it's a little premature to sort of get out in front of anyone.
Craig Richards is Alaska's Attorney General. He needs to be confirmed by a majority of the legislature. He says he hasn't yet made a decision on whether to drop the state's appeal of the court decision overturning Alaska's ban on same-sex marriage.